coast to coast on the World Wide Web. This is Trot Radio on standardbredcanada.ca. Hey, everybody. Norm Borg with you from the home office at Rideau-Carlton Raceway. The foals are starting to hit the ground. Mares and foals now together in their stalls and more to come. And it puts us in mind that the Ontario Resident Mare Program is going through some changes. We'll talk about the changes to that fledgling program with Wendy Hoogeveen of the Ontario Racing Commission on Trot Radio. Wendy Hoogeveen is the Director of Industry Development with the Ontario Racing Commission. Wendy, welcome to Trot Radio.
Hello, how are you this afternoon?
Just great. Great to have you with us. Let's, just to give our listeners a bit of background, discuss the program. How did it come about? Why was it created in the first place?
Well, if you go back to 2006, your listeners may recall that the Ontario Horse Improvement Program underwent very major review that took place over an 18-month period that involved advisory groups and working groups for all of the breeds. The outcome of that was a series of recommendations that were eventually approved by the board of the Ontario Racing Commission.
Okay, and that in its original form, the program basically did what?
There were a number of recommended changes that came through at that time. One of them was that there should be a program established to create benefit for having positioned a mare in the province of Ontario. So hence you have resident programs, jurisdictions right across North America that have resident programs. Ontario did not up until that time, and this was an effort to ensure that the public money that flows through the Horse Improvement Program, which includes the fire stakes and money for equine research and other such things, is benefiting Ontario and Ontario's economy.
Now, there have been some changes for 2010. Let's talk about those.
The program in its first year for the resident mare portion, 2009 was the first year that you actually registered a mare. And the resulting foals that will now be considered true Ontario breds from that first year will be racing in 2011 as two-year-olds.
Mm-hmm.
So any benefits for having enrolled a mare in the program will be felt in 2011 for the first time.
Okay. And those changes specifically are what? There's no more Trillium. What has changed significantly?
Well, the Trillium program did end in 2009. It was sunsetted at that time. The Ontario Resident Mare Program is brand new. In the past, there have been no requirements for the program. It was put in place and it requires that a mare be resident in the province of Ontario 180 days surrounding foaling out. That requirement remains the same and will remain the same going forward unless at some point in the future, through consultation with the industry, that number were to change. But the ultimate idea of a resident program is you serve a certain period of time. Currently, we have the Ontario Sired Stakes Program, and out of that, you have Ontario Sired Horses. The Resident Mare Program is also in place to produce Ontario Bred Foals. In the Ontario Sired Stakes Program, we continue to benefit horses that are Ontario Sired. The breeder, for example, will continue in the future to receive Ontario Sired rewards. Additionally, however, if the person who enrolls the mare, that resulting horse goes into the Ontario Sire Stakes, the person who enrolls that mare will also receive an additional 15% on any purses earned in the Ontario Sire Stakes program. So it becomes quite significant in time.
I would guess that as another benefit, by having the mares in Ontario, you're helping to increase the population and thereby increase the business for the farms that house them.
That's certainly an intention of the program, and it was, you know, in the original discussions around why this was necessary, that formed a really big part of it.
A lot of jurisdictions like New Jersey and Kentucky not thriving as much as Ontario. There's been talk, however, for years about tracks increasing the amount of Ontario-exclusive races, like the ones in Delaware and Illinois for state-bred or foaled standardbreds. Do you see this in any way establishing a baseline for tracks to card Ontario-bred overnight events?
Well, it certainly becomes an option for racetrack race secretaries to do. Currently, the definitions of Ontario sired and Ontario bred are in the rule book, and they can make reference to that in the setting of conditions of the races, but that is entirely the purview of the race secretaries to meet the requirements of carting for the population they have access to in terms of horse supply. We are seeing increases in the number of, for example, of Ontario sired restricted races. In 2009, I think we were up to about $2.3 million in purses that were restricted to Ontario sired horses.
I see. And one more thing, Wendy, I need to ask. We talked about the fact that there will be a 15% breeders' reward. What's the total amount that will be up for grabs in terms of rewards for breeders?
It's not a breeder's reward. One has to be careful here. The Ontario Sired Reward always goes to the breeder of record because the breeder chose the sire.
Mm-hmm.
The Ontario Bred Reward goes to the person who enrolls the horse, enrolls the mare into the program. So it could very well be the breeder, and in most cases it is, but if the breeder chooses to sell the mare and doesn't enroll the horse, the mare in the program, they would not be receiving the reward. The new owner who enrolls the mare in the program would. It is a little different. It is intended to benefit those who position the mares in Ontario for the period of time. Now, the amounts are 15% of the Ontario Sire Stakes, whatever, in the Ontario Sire Stakes, it's 15% of the purse. So if you factor in, there's 19 rough million in purses in Ontario for Ontario Sire Stakes, and do 15% of that, you're
talking some big money.
You're talking some big money. In fact, we can sort of point to, you know, if you had a horse in the program and you won every single Ontario Sire Stakes race in... on the person who that happens to.
That'd be I'd love to own the horse that does.
But the potential for that is that you're looking at $115,000 that you, as the breeder and the person who enrolled the mare in the program, have potential to earn.
Well, I'm sure there's a lot that would love to have even a piece of that. Now, I understand the deadline for enrolling your mares is fast approaching.
Well, the deadline for enrolling mares in the future will... It always will be prior to foaling out.
Okay.
That is always the deadline. Moving forward, that will be the deadline to get your mare in the program. So forms have gone out. Forms are available on the Ontario Racing Commission website. They're available on Standardbred Canada. They're available through our Ontario Sire Stakes website for mare owners to enroll their mares in the program. In future years, you have to get the mare in, and that's considered day one of your 180 days.
Mm-hmm.
This year, as we sort of help the industry get used to the process, we're allowing for people to declare when their mare came in the program, so that helps mare owners who perhaps bred to Ontario Sire last year but want to breed something else for the next breeding season. They can allow their mares allowed to leave because they'll have been able to declare their 180 days.
Right. Well, Ontario Racing is, well, I'd say the best in the world, thanks to the efforts of programs like OSS and the Ontario Resident Mare Program. Wendy Hoogeveen, thanks for your time on Trot Radio. Look forward to talking to you soon.
Thank you.